Good morning, this is Brittany Donnelly, and you're listening to the Dust and Soul podcast. I'm so excited to share with you guys today. God's just been taking me through this short little season of Him asking me just to kind of rest and not necessarily share every single thing that He gives to me. So He's been giving me a lot of good stuff, but then He'll ask me just to keep it, you know, and just for me, and just sort of ponder on it and think about it and write it down. And that's really, really hard for me because I love to teach. And when He gives me something, I really, really like to tell other people. And it's almost like I might burst, but it's just been something He's been taking me through, just sort of teaching me to learn whether something is for me or something that I should keep for myself or share. And so I was really excited today because as soon as I opened my eyes, I heard Him say, "Get up, because I'm going to let you share something really cool today." And so I immediately shot up and I made my coffee and I sat down with my Bible and I prayed. And I'm just really excited to read God's word with you today and just kind of hopefully just speak some life to you today and just show you about God's love and God's mercy. So I want to read you in 1 Timothy 1, verses 12 through 17. So just please try to open up your hearts and open up your ears and quiet your mind and just listen to the word of God. Just let it wash over you, because this is just such a rich, wonderful, just excerpt from Timothy. The book of Timothy, this is actually Paul that is writing this. It says, "I thank Him who has given me strength, Christ Jesus our Lord, because He judged me faithful, appointing me to His service. Though formerly I was a blasphemer, persecutor, and insolent opponent, but I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen." So this verse always gets me because I relate to Paul so much. For most of my life, especially my young life, I was a mess. I was very rebellious, very self-centered, selfish, rude. I mean, a gossip. I was very insecure. Just, I mean, you name it. And, you know, I was that thing. But Paul, you know, says that the grace of our Lord overflowed for him with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And he calls himself the foremost sinner. So like he's talking about the worst of the worst. And so he's saying here, Jesus Christ didn't come just to save the sinners, just the ones that sin every once in a while, just the ones that have sinned a couple times in their life. He's talking about the really, really rough ones, you know, the ones of us that have just really messed a lot of things up. And I mean, I'm telling you, I have probably caused so much pain to so many people. I have torn up relationships. I have caused brokenness. I have caused just so much of a mess, even for the kingdom, even after I became a Christian. I still caused a mess for God in His kingdom, just with, you know, judgmentalness and legalism and different things like that. And I just, right here, it's just so comforting because the grace of the Lord overflows for us with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And it says, "The saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, for whom I am the foremost. And this is me as well." You know, he says, "But I received mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him for eternal life." And, you know, I think a lot of times those of us who have taken a little bit longer to accept Christ, to actually like lay down our life of sinfulness, our life of selfishness, and just seeking the world and just like going out and doing everything everyone else does. Those of us that have had a hard time letting that go, you know, I'm not saying it's okay or that we should have done it this way, but what I'm saying is that He takes that and He uses it to display His patience as an example to others. So just when you are feeling like you don't deserve God's love and God's grace, or if you're ineligible of His love and His grace, I just want to speak this to you right now, that we receive mercy for the reason that He can display His perfect patience. He can display that to others. He can say, look at this, watch this, this person that has spent 30 years of their life just being a mess and not accepting me and being selfish and rude and impatient and unkind, and watch what my mercy can do. And it's not too late for you, and you're not too much for me to handle. My grace, it covers all of it. And so this just gives me so much hope. It gave me hope for myself years ago, and it still gives me hope to this day. And I just wanted to speak this over you, that He has patience for those of us that take longer than others. I remember whenever I was younger, and I just thought of this today whenever I was writing down like what I might share in this podcast. I remembered whenever I was like a teenager or a younger, you know, child, I would think that I had to go a certain number of days without sinning before I could pray. So like if I had known that I did something wrong one day, I wouldn't pray that night and I wouldn't pray the next day. I would wait until I felt like I had been good for a couple of days before I prayed. And then I felt like, okay, I guess I felt like I was eligible to come. But the thing is that like until I came to God and asked Him forgiveness, that sin was still there just as thick as it was the day before and the day before that. So it doesn't matter when you sin or what you did. It's His mercy covers it all. But I just remember feeling like I had to be good for a certain amount of time. And it's such a lie. And God just, thankfully, He has patience for us. And gosh, if we could just have that much patience for each other. I think about women that I disciple and how sometimes they just like do things or say things and I'm like, like, just come on, just get it. Just get it, you know? But it's like, no, I can't be that way. I have to trust the process. I have to know that God is being patient with them and He is working in them, and they have to learn those things. And God's been speaking to me so much. Trust the process. You know, I've been praying to Him about my kids. I've been praying to Him about friendships. I've been praying to Him about, you know, my mistakes that I make and just like different things, different ways that He's cultivating me. And He's just been telling me, trust the process, trust the process. And He keeps repeating it over and over. So when I read this verse and it says, Jesus Christ might display His perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in Him, I just think about how patient He is and how He sees what's going to happen before it happens, because He's outside of time. So he knows what's going to happen, and He has patience for us. He is not up there just gritting His teeth. He is not up there nervous about what we're going to do next or what's going to happen to us next. And He wants others to see how patient He is. So if you are just in that place today and you just feel like you are a wreck and that you are not eligible for God's grace, I just want to tell you right now that that is a lie. I just want to tell you right now that God has love for you. He has mercy overflowing. He talks about overflowing so much in the Bible, and I just love it because I feel like when we are just not there yet with him, when we're outside of it, when we're living in the world and not in Christ, we feel like it's this obstacle course to get to him. And it's like, we're never going to get there. So just forget it. You know, we think that we have to like climb up this, you know, hill, and then we've got to go into this place, and we've got to find like this bowl of like mercy or grace, wherever it is. And then once we find it, we can like get a little bit of it for that day or whatever it is. And it's just, that's not how he works. He says that it's overflowing, and he talks about that so much, about rivers and abounding grace and abounding joy, and just everything that has to do with God is like bursting. And it's like, just he's pouring it out for us. And there's nowhere we have to go. There's no obstacles, no hoops we have to jump through. It's just there for us to accept. And so if today you're just feeling ineligible, if you're feeling like you can't reach his mercy or his grace, I'm just here to tell you that that is not true, that you can just reach out, that you can just let this scripture wash over you today. I encourage you to open up your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 through 17. I encourage you to just read it for yourself and meditate on it today. And just ask God to help you to just see that overflowing grace from him, and ask him to just use you as an example of his patience. And I just pray that you would ask him to just speak to you through this scripture. And if you are saved, and if you have received God's mercy, and he has used you as an example of his patience, just praise him today. Just thank him that he has rescued you from this just messy life and used you as an example of his patience, and ask him to use you more in any way. Just ask him in any way that he can use you as an example, just to do it. And he will. He loves when we ask him to use us. I ask him to use me every single day, and he doesn't, I mean, at least to me, I don't feel like he uses me every day, but I still pray. And you know what? I told him today, even if you don't use me, even if you don't give me anything else, even if you never allow me to make another podcast or write another Bible study, I'll still praise you. I will still worship you, because you have overflowed me with mercy and with love. And I'm just thankful for you. And at the end of this, in verse 17, Paul even says, "To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen." Paul was just wrecked by God's love for him. And I'm wrecked by God's love for me. And that's why I just can't stop talking about it. And I just hope that today that you will receive this, and that you can kind of just understand God's love for you just a little bit more. And I really, really encourage you to open up the word for yourself and just read over this, meditate over this at least, you know, a couple times today, if not three or four times. Just read over it throughout the day. Even tomorrow too. I'm going to say a quick prayer for you right now. Father God, I just want to thank you for this day. I just want to thank you for every listener. I want to thank you for every heart that has opened up to you, God. I just pray for a spirit of truth over them today as they open up your word. I pray that you would just draw them into your word, God. And as they open up your word, and as their eyes hit the page, God, I pray that your spirit would just make them understand what it means when we say that your word is living and true. I pray that it would just cut deep in their soul, and that they would read your word like never before, God. I pray that you would speak into their life. I pray that your mercy would overflow and wash over those that need it today. And I pray that thanksgiving and joy would just abound in those that can just bask in your mercy, God, and just know that they're already covered. Father, I thank you so much for your love. I thank you so much for these listeners, and I pray that you would just bless all of these hearts today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope y'all have a wonderful day.